You're waiting for me.
Yeah.
I've been here for like.
Did you message me in any way to say like, hey, you're here?
In the Discord.
Where in Discord? Just right now?
No, at 8:58 at
well, you didn't, at 8:56 I was playing solitaire. You didn't
at 8:56 I said you here.
Had you added me, you know.
And then at 8:58 I said, I'm assuming Daniel isn't here.
And then I don't read the chat room. I was listening to Eat This Hot Shit, and I was playing solitaire. I was waiting for Adam to show up. You know, it's been a very busy day, Adam.
Adam was here.
It's been a very busy day. I had to record another whole podcast and then edit it and put it out. And I hadn't put out the pre and the post show from last Mix Minus, so I had to edit that and put that out.
Oh, goodness.
So I've been sitting here doing work, man, ever since... Seven.
My mouse died.
Oh. Did you get a cat?
Yeah.
That's probably why the mouse died. Using a different mouse. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Now he doesn't know what to do without his mouse. It's Adam. Adam is looking for another mouse. Can you use your new mouse? Works. Can you use your new mouse to turn on original audio?
Yep. It's on. Original audio is on.
I love that. I love that little yep. That was the God damn it. God damn it. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of.
Okay. Are we, are we just going to, are we going to wait on video until we start the show? Oh. Or, are
we oh, I don't care. I don't care. My thought was, yeah. No, I don't care. Whatever you want to do. I was just saying, if somebody tunes to our, the other thing you could do is when you go ahead and do it live, but then on the YouTube channel, go in and trim it so that it starts when the show starts, like cut out all the others. You can go into the YouTube studio there and set the start point further into the video.
Oh yeah. I mean, I can do that, but this was all,
and then afterwards I just didn't.
Experimental art.
Yeah.
At this point,
I feel like the video should just be on the show.
Okay.
That's my
video
feeling.
On the show. Video on the show. The Did you radio see, have you looked star. At the Trello? Because I wanted your, okay. First of all, I don't want us to discuss it pre-show.
Nope. Not going to talk about it pre-show.
Do not mention it.
Not going to say a word.
But I want you to look. It's something that I text messaged you about.
I thought I put it on the Trello.
Oh, I don't know. Did you? I put it on the Trello.
No, I don't see.
You also,
I'm looking.
No, it's in the queue. I didn't put anything on tonight yet.
No, I'm looking at the potential show topics.
Yeah.
Oh, you just named it different. See, I did the bottom card there is the one I put in. But yeah, it's the same.
But what I was thinking is, can we do it without mentioning a company or a person's name?
No, we can do it without saying who it was, but we can't do it without the company because I went and actually dug up research on that company.
Oh, okay. So you think it's okay? Are we going to both lose a friend?
I would say that the statement that he made could be twisted in the same way. It's like, If you're going to drop our friendship over, a genuine disagreement, then you're not a very good friend to start with. So
I also had that opinion, but I just,
I mean, it's one thing if you believe that short people should die. Like if you believe that short people should die, then that is something that I could draw a line over and go like, you know what, Adam, if you really believe that short people should die, just because you think they're stupid and they're useless and they're short, then I don't think that we can be friends. Like, that's perfectly valid. But to say, if you don't like this television show, then our friendship is over. It's like, okay, well,
how dare this television show be more important to you?
Yeah.
Anyway, we can't talk about it now. It's going to be on the show. We got to save it.
It'll be on the show.
But I, okay.
Be on the show. Yeah, we'll talk about it on the show then. All right. I have some other stuff that I wanted to talk about.
By the way,
what was that? What the fuck was that?
If I want to and
oh, you have the beta. You have the beta software.
How the f*** are you going to?
What did they wire it to?
It's a sound pad. It's one of the sound.
Oh, it's just a sound pad.
It's a sound pad, but it's just a sound pad, but it does more than just play a sound because it mutes all channels.
Oh.
It mutes all channels. And so if you're cussing and you're like, I'm still, but you hear.
Yes.
You see. Also, I don't know what this one does, so I'm going to talk and you tell me if you can still hear me.
I can read your lips and say, are you hearing me? But no, I'm not actually hearing any sound. What is it? Well, what you
mute? It's a mute button so that your guests cannot hear you.
Oh, yeah.
So anything going, I thought that's what it was, but I hadn't tested it.
So it still goes into your headphones. It just doesn't.
It still goes into your headphones, but it doesn't go to
the USB. Yeah.
Or to the Bluetooth.
The three mix minus. Yeah, the three mix minus channel. Fun.
So Cyclone, I want to know. Look, you don't have to give us your social security number, but what I want to know is,
tell me what's on your mind.
There's this show, Them, coming out. And what I want to know is, are you an actor or are you production and you were like an extra?
It's out, Adam.
In the background. Okay.
It's
out. Okay. But I still want to know. Are you an actor? Because I thought you were in production of some sort, but then you said we could see you in it.
He works for craft services, all right? And you're embarrassing
ham sandwiches.
You're embarrassing him. He doesn't specialize in ham sandwiches. He specializes in roast beef. Roast beef sandwiches. Okay. But it's because he's Jewish. Anyway, the thing is, Adam, is that you're embarrassing him by bringing this up. In one of the shots of this new show, Them, the camera has got, you know, one of the craft service tables in the background, basically. That's what it is. And he was just pointing out that this shitty production didn't even, like, edit very well, and you can see the craft service table in the back. What episode are you on? So it's Them is out now on Amazon Prime. Well, Them is an anthology series that explores terror in America.
We have no frame of reference, though. I have no idea what Cyclone looks like. So he could be anyone.
Anyone or anything.
I don't know how old he is.
What if that's awfully...
I don't even know if he's a he.
What if he's not a thing? What if he's not playing a person? What if he's playing a thing? Like, what if he's a tree?
Well, he could be a robot.
A tree in the background. Oh, he's playing... Oh. So 1800s, were you playing period piece 1800? Were you a background 1800s period piece person?
But normal, are you an extra normally or are you on the production crew?
Yes, he was. He was a background thing there. He's a background.
No, I know, but I'm saying in general, like just in general, because I don't know how these things work, but I feel like some of the extras they may pull from the crew where they say, hey, we don't have enough extras. We know you're a big boy. What are they called? Grip, a key, a best boy, whatever you are. We know you're one of those things, but yeah, we're just going to pull you into this scene. And what is a best boy anyway? Best boy.
Well, he's better. Yeah, he's better than the good boy.
You're like, oh my God, you're the best boy.
Yeah. Well, all right.
We've got a role for you.
All right. So if you have two dogs, right? Good boy. Who's a good boy? But you could also be, you're the best boy. It's usually the name of the director's dog. The director's dog is the best boy.
I think the chat room is either missing my point or he doesn't want to answer the question. Because what I want to know is he an actor?
I think if he was an actor as a career, he would give us something more than I'm in the background in episode 8.
Well, there are people who are atmosphere actors, as Auntie Scott is saying. I thought they were called extras. I feel like Fatty has even said he was an extra. Oh, I'm not supposed to say Fatty's name.
Why are you not supposed to say Fatty's name?
I don't know. Auntie Scott thing. I like to please Auntie Scott, and Auntie Scott thinks I mention Big Fatty too much.
But we're on the pre-show right now. We're not on the show.
True. We're not on the show. That is true.
Oh, can I talk about another podcast here on the pre-show?
You can do whatever you... It's a free country. I mean, we are on the stream.
I know that you don't listen to this. She's not doing so well.
I don't.
And I've been listening to it while I've been painting and finishing up, and so I'm caught up on the show.
But I know you think they're really good.
Well, I want to change that. I think Bobby's really good. I think the other two are just the. It's as if there was this man that wanted to make a podcast, and
I know that feeling.
And the only two people that he could get to do the podcast with him are people that don't want to do a podcast.
I relate.
It's as if Maddie was cloned, and it's the Adam and Maddie show, but with. Because I feel like every episode ends with the Miz basically going like, you know, fuck it.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to do that, you know, and then walking away from the microphone, and then the other two going like, where'd he go? He walked away. And it's like, but they talk so much too. About hating the podcast that I'm like, why are you podcasting? If you really hate it so much, why are you doing this?
I get that. Because you know what happens? We know this. Because I think when you started doing Dubious Intent, I feel like your co-hosts were not as invested as you. Maybe they didn't hate it.
Right.
But you wanted to podcast and you needed co-hosts. So you're like, oh, I've got these friends. I'm just going to pull them in, whatever.
Yes.
But they didn't have the passion, you know, for podcasting. So to a certain degree, I think we've all felt that when we've wanted a co-host, but we didn't have a co-host who...
Yeah.
Also, back in the day, it was not as easy to do a quality podcast remotely from each other. And there were barriers, you know, slower internet and crappy Skype or whatever and like all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I can understand that. And
I would like Maddie to point out one of the comments in the chat room earlier this evening that I did read because it has my name in it. Lamont Cranston said, I owe Daniel a big apology. I used to think you were overly anal about audio quality, but now I can't listen to most podcasts because the audio is so terrible. Yeah, I feel like that's the other thing that's happened over the years is we've gotten over this hump. It's like, it's so easy to sound good that there's no reason. Like while I was waiting for you to show up, level 13, I was streaming Eat This Hot Show on YouTube. And Reagan isn't even talking into a microphone. He's talking into his laptop microphone. So it's like, really? So you're casting yourself as this big, important podcast, but from an audio standpoint, it sounds like shit because you've got one of your hosts talking across the room on a laptop mic.
And when I watch a lot of YouTube videos on production because I just find that fascinating and like YouTube production and live streaming and all that.
Yes.
And they always say the most important part of the video is the audio.
Yeah. You can watch blurry video as long as you can hear what's going on. But yeah, if you can't hear, if the audio suddenly did a cutting in and out on you and you didn't know what the person was going to say. Yeah, you give up on that shit. You're like, okay, nope.
I did get one of my listeners says, I got this on Twitter. I was so pleased with this. They said, what software do you use to edit Geeky Gay? It always sounds so great.
I guess they don't listen to Mix Minus then.
I don't know. I didn't ask if he listens to Mix Minus. I said, well, I use Adobe Audition and I know it's gotten better recently because my friend Daniel taught me how to use a compressor. So the level should be better now. And I also have a good mic. So although I'm considering, I'm not going to do it now, but at some point I may get a new mic.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, for whatever reason, I feel like this mic is not as good as it once was. And I can't even describe why. I just, there's something.
And
it could be nothing. I don't know. My ears may be different now, but I sound different, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Probably that Rode thing or a Shure SMB, whatever, that fancy Shure one. But probably not anytime soon. I've just been contemplating it. You know, I will contemplate purchases for years sometimes before I actually.
Not me. I buy it and then it just sits in the corner.
But then when I decide, you know, I'll be lying in bed at 1 a.m. and go to Amazon and be like, click. And 2 days later, the thing arrives. That's kind of what happened with the Rodecaster.
Yep.
You kept chipping away, chipping away. And then
I don't care about the Rodecaster. I know what? The Rodecaster is great. I love the Rodecaster. Here's my question. How's your Tableau?
We like it. Well, I can't speak to Mark. I like it. The problem that I have right now is I feel like I'm not going to be able to do it without buying either Fire Sticks or Roku Sticks for the two other TVs, because the Chromecast, when you cast to it, the pause and forward and all that do not work.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I try to pause and like nothing happens. And I can't do it with the TV remote. A lot of times when you cast something, you can use the TV remote in the pause, not with the Tableau. They do not care about the Chromecast stuff. They apparently have not.
Yeah, I would go with a $25, you know, stick.
So I think it'll be good. Even with that tiny little antenna that I'm using right now, the channels that we care about are coming in great. I know that has nothing to do with Tableau. I understand that. But I'm just saying the picture quality and everything has been great. The recordings have been great. It's just that the two TVs that we use the most often.
Yeah, I know. You're using weird software on.
Don't have, well, it's just what comes on the TV.
And that's
we
what
normally
I'm
Chrome. We normally Chromecast everything. So we use the, now on the one downstairs on the Vizio, we do, I mean, it's not bad. They have apps and they have an app for Netflix and YouTube TV and YouTube and Hulu. And we've got all that already set up. So for that, we use the apps that are on the TV because it's just convenient. But anything else, you know, even sometimes if we want to do YouTube and we've got our phone in our hand, we'll cast it and that works fine. It's just that for whatever reason, the Tableau, their app doesn't do well with Chromecasted stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming. Do you have problems pausing or forwarding or anything like that?
I use Roku. So all of our TV has a built-in Roku, and our bedroom has the old Roku that was in the living room, and then the old Roku stick is now sitting in a drawer. But yeah, we use Roku internally for the TVs.
Yeah, but I'm saying with the Tableau app on the Roku, is the pause and rewind and forward all great?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah, super great.
Because I have an Android TV up here. I have the NVIDIA Shield on this one. Mm-hmm. And it works, but it wasn't perfect, I felt like. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to have to buy some sort of cheap streaming stick, either the Fire Stick or the Roku Stick. I think then that will solve all the worries of the world.
Well, that was fun. We could have talked about that on the show, Adam.
Well, we could, except we talked about the Tableau last week.
Yeah, I know.
Another thing I wanted to bring up to you is I'm excited. I don't remember if I talked about this on Mix Minus or not, but I did on Geeky Gay, so I'm not going to talk about it on the actual episode. I had part of me wonders why I want to spend money on the attic and not actual things that are in, you know, in our list.
Right.
But I've decided that I really want flooring in the attic because we've got this huge space in the attic. Yeah. And we don't have enough storage space in the garage.
Is it tall enough to stand in?
Oh, yeah. It's so huge. We could put a room.
So like if you had a life-size portrait of yourself, you could put it in the attic.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah,
and what, be Dorian Gray or whoever that
exactly.
is? Yeah. So anyway.
See, Auntie Scott, a lot of people know that reference.
So I, anyway. I want to do this, so I'm excited because the handyman guy came over. The problem with the patio is we can't.
I know. I listened to your show. I know.
We can't figure out what design we want.
Here's the thing. And it's a paver patio. You're putting down a paver patio, right?
Yeah, but, you know, Mark's like, well, we don't want it to just be plain. We don't want just a rectangle. Okay,
You're putting down a paver patio.
Well, could be concrete, could be paver, could be.
Okay, either way, if a year from now you want to add on to it to make it, give it a different kind of a shape, you can. A year from now, if you want to like move piece of, it's like you're not locked into. It's not like a house where you've built walls and a roof. It's like you can change a patio over time. So I honestly start with something easy. Start with, you know, a big rectangle with a couple of paths winding off of it, and you know, do that. Just start with something. It's like anything else. I've got to call a company.
Just not a designer, because we've already learned designers don't want us, or they don't exist around here. One of the two. So I just got to call a company that puts in patios. But anyway, the handyman thought everything was possible in the attic, and they're going to give me an estimate. I'm thinking, and this is probably expensive just to lay flooring in the attic. However, because there are wires running all across the floor, the cheapest and neatest option is to, he had a word for it, fur it up. No, whatever you do where you put a board to make it a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And then put the plywood on top of that so the wires can run under.
Yes.
Whatever. So they're going to do that, I think, because that was the cheapest option. Because he said the other thing is you could rewire or have someone come over and rewire and like run your wires so that they're not going to be in there. I'm like, well, then we need an electrician. That's going to be super expensive. So, but we need steps because that part of the attic is over our high ceiling in our living room. So it's about 3 feet higher than when you walk into the attic, you turn to the right and it raises up about probably 2.5-3 feet. And there's also an expanse. There's a strip that only has insulation. They didn't put plywood all the way across.
Yeah.
So they literally only plywood right in front of the AC. That's all you can get to. So they're going to be able to put steps from where the plywood is up to, you know, against the wall, and then put wood and then put the flooring.
Cool.
He didn't give me a number, but I'm betting it's going to be $1,500.
That's less than a night in the Four Seasons.
No, the Ritz. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the Ritz. It's less than a night in the Ritz.
It is not less than a night in the Ritz.
It isn't.
No.
What was your outrageously expensive price?
Oh my God! It's $1,000 a night.
Oh well, thank goodness you're not coming to Disney, because like a really nice room at Disney is, you know,
$1,500. It was $1,200 over the weekend, but we thought that's just too extravagant. So we're doing two different hotels.
I'm just saying. What are you going to do? What are you going to do for 5 days on an island the size of like Rhode Island?
Well, Mark thought it was a lot of days, but I said, we haven't been on vacation. I don't want to go for like a little 3 or 4 day.
Okay, great. What are you going to do?
Well, we can take everything at a relaxing pace. They have
know way better than I do that Mark.
As long as it's planned out, Mark needs a schedule. Yeah, but as long as it's planned out, he'll be fine. So there's a ferry. Oh my God, it's raining really hard. It's hitting.
How dare you? Wow, it's raining in Arkansas, folks. What do you think you hear?
We may have a tornado. It may blow me away. We're supposed to have really bad weather. And my studio is right by the window. So that's, I mean, my mic is literally 3 feet from the window.
It's all right.
But anyway, so what are we going to do? Was your question.
Yeah. What are you going to do for 5 days?
Simple. One of the days we're going to take a ferry ride over to St. John.
Okay.
And we're going to hike and do some stuff there on one of the days. one of the days we're going to go to, they have a SeaWorld like place. I'm not one of those people that's against that. I know a lot of people are, but I'm not. We're going to go to one of those places. One day, a couple of days, probably we'll just hang out at the beach and read and whatever. And that's 4 days right there. And then the fifth day, there's a historical, like, on these islands, they always have military old, tower things and all that kind of stuff. So there's, and, we could even possibly go to St. Croix one day. I don't know though, if there's a ferry, because I don't know how far away it is, but we could go to St. Croix one day if there's a ferry. I'm not sure if there is. There is to St. John. I know that for sure. And we'll just take it a relaxing pace. We'll just do one thing a day, and they have nice restaurants. The Ritz, obviously, they're going to have a spa with, you know, we can make use, take.
Yeah. You know. How many days are you at the Ritz? Three?
Yeah. We check in on Monday and we check out on Thursday. So 2.5, 3 nights. I think it'll be plenty, you know. Well, it'll be relaxing, but there'll be enough. There's some nice restaurants. The Ritz has 3 different restaurants that all 3 seem to be really nice. So, and then there are some other, Margaritaville is there. It's a hotel, but we could go over there and what does the song say? What do you do at Margaritaville?
Wasting away.
We could go waste away at Margaritaville.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Now, Cyclone put a tornado graphic in the chat room. And the only thing I'm a little concerned about is hurricane season starts in June.
Yes.
So, and we're going beginning of July. So, Oh, maybe it's a cyclone graphic. I don't know.
I think it was because we were talking about tornado. Dorothy was right above it.
Tornado.
Because, yeah, tornado. That was the...
As my grandma used to say, tornado.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready?
Oh, well, we can be.
I'm going to tell you, I'm nervous. I'm nervous, Adam.
Why?
I'm nervous because I had my second COVID shot today. And
oh, you think
I mean,
you're not going to feel good?
Yesterday. I had it yesterday. And I haven't had any bad side effects. I felt fine. I had a little bit of a headache earlier, but in my arm's a little bit sore. But other than that, I've been fine. I'm worried that as the evening goes on, that I might start to feel bad. I have no reason to believe this other
to
than
not
just
have narcolepsy.
Yeah.
Is that what you're?
So I just kind of wanted to, you know, let's get the show done. And then if the, you know.
And if you're not feeling well, then right. Well, let me do one thing.
Oh, yeah,
you can pee or get a drink.
Yeah, I'll pee. So you go ahead and do what you need to do first.
Okay. No, I meant here.
Oh, you just need to do something there at your console, at your work console.
At my, I yelled at my boss today. Well, ex-boss.
Oh.
Yeah. And not really yell. I said something very passionately.
Yeah.
That's it. I didn't get in trouble or anything, but afterwards okay. I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have been quite as passionate.
All right. Well, we can't start until that ends.
The rain?
Yes.
It's going to go like all night. So I don't know.
That hard?
Sure.
That hard all night?
How would I know that? Am I a weatherman? I don't know. We're just supposed to get bad weather tonight.
You're going to hear something on that darn Elvis. On the post show. So I don't want to tell you.
Whenever you decide to release that, you mean.
Wow. You and Tom should go on the road together with your act. I recorded it this evening and I've already posted the episode. It's already been posted. I recorded it here from 7 to 8 and it was posted at like before 9 p.m.
Good
so that darn Elvis is already posted. I will post the pre and the post show in a timely manner. However, Adam.
Yeah. Remember when, was that you that used to say, however, comma?
That was Vera.
Oh, okay.
But since Vera no longer exists, we can use it. Because remember, every piece of audio would be copyright. Vera Charles. And it's like, so if Vera Charles doesn't exist anymore, then all of those things are back up for grabs. You're going to hear on the post show, Adam, that I thought that you had changed the opening to the geeky gay. And so I was demonstrating to Scott how you had changed it. And it turns out I was completely wrong. You haven't changed it at all. To my ears earlier this week, it seemed as though you had cut the song down to a smaller size.
Oh, you know what? I'm confusing you because one day this week I did.
Oh.
But just one day I didn't like it. And so the next day I changed it back. And then I've still got a, I didn't edit it in the actual file. I edited it afterwards and I went ahead and released it, but I didn't like the cut that I did.
So now, did you use Audacity? I mean, did you use Audition?
I just used Audition because I was editing in Audition. I know I need to use GarageBand, but I was just,
I don't know I
was
if you Audition. Need to use GarageBand.
That's what you told me.
I said, I suspect that GarageBand has tools for that.
I can't find.
Hello, I'm Mike Russell from MusicRadioCreative.com.
Hello,
in this
Mike
video,
Russell.
I'll show you how to beat match in Adobe Audition with ease. This video is sponsored by AE Scripts and Mama World, who were cool enough to send me their awesome plugin Beat Edit for Adobe Audition. Now, Beat Edit has been available for Premiere Pro for a while, but now you can use this natively in Audition, and I'm going to show you how to use it to make cool sounding beat mix with three different tracks. So how do you get Beat Edit? Well, first you need to go to mrc.fm/beatedit. When you go there, go ahead and purchase the plugin and you can download it and you'll find that it comes as this nice ZXP file. There's also a ZXP installer or ZXP, if you prefer, the other side of the pond.
Drop
that file into the installer. It says you're about to install Beat Edit for Adobe Audition. Yes, please. Click yes to this. And whether you're on Mac or PC, within moments, you'll have it installed on your own computer and ready to use in Adobe Audition. As you can see there, successfully installed. Now I can fire. And we're bang on beat. So you can see it's super easy to get this plugin working.
Wait. I want to see what he did.
Amazing. And then Becky Hill over here is our final one. And I did close down the beat edit window. Becky. I didn't mean to do that. There it is. And we'll go ahead and we'll load in the music like this. Let's have a listen. Make sure it's on beat. Okay, interesting thing that's happening here, it's picking up the in-between beats, not the beats here. So sometimes, occasionally, I've noticed this has happened with a song. It's very, very easy to correct. First of all, you subdivide the beats by two. So then we've got essentially clicks everywhere. Two clicks like that. But then we go ahead and change it to every two beats here and click select. And then that should get it on the beat. And we're bang on beat. So you can see it's super easy
bang on
to
beat.
Get this plugin working to your taste.
Bang and on beat. But of course, you said you had to purchase it.
I did. So Auntie Scott did call out. I did change my theme song in today's show.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pee.
I completely changed it.
I'm going to pee and then we're ready to go.
Okay. As anyone who hasn't listened yet, a little preview. It was this. I love this. I love this song. So normally they would come in about here and they would just be talking.
Who's talking? What? Is it bang on beat?
No, I, so Well, you'll hear it on my show. I hate to spoil it for you. Oh, but
don't spoil it for me.
Yeah. I go into a touching tribute.
Yeah.
In my show. Yeah. A very touching tribute.
For Fatty?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I just had to work that word in one more time, just for Auntie Scott. All right. Are we ready to go? Are we ready?
Wait, 1 second.
1 second.
Okay, more than a second, but less
than more than a second. Do, 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 do.
But less than a minute.
Is Donna Elizabeth Sugars has joined us. Hi, Donna.
Oh my goodness. Girls.
I love Donna. She never calls us. She never leaves us voicemail. She never joins us in the chat room. Easy how she is.
Okay. We're ready now. Oh, I need to record. Okay, we're ready now.
Oh, now we're ready.